This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Final defense arguments in the Gosnell, Philadelphia abortion case were heard Monday. Gosnell's attorney, Jack McMahon, said there was no conventional evidence to absolutely prove Gosnell's victims were indeed alive just before the abortionist's actions. Perhaps because most murder trials involve a formal autopsy, Gosnell's defense is relying on jurors to negate all the evidence in the grand jury report and that which was presented by those who last saw the victims. ABC is catching flack from the Media Research Center for offering nearly 2 hours of coverage on other trials, but not so much as a mention of the name Gosnell. Representative Trent Franks has introduced a federal bill to ban abortions after 20 weeks gestation based on scientific evidence showing unborn children feel pain. It would affect the District of Columbia and other federal jurisdictions. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing. After an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. Upholding a lower court ruling, Ireland's Supreme Court has ruled on assisted suicide, saying that the principle of equal treatment there does not confer such rights. The wife of a suicide lobbyist suffering with MS had based her case asking for assisted suicide on another Commonwealth case in British Columbia, Canada, which ended with a different ruling. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.